tradition of the stuntman is you get in and get out like a fucking magician, man. You are the ninja of the movies. You are not to be seen.
They should have made Arnold run a little more and things like that.
It's kind of hard. Like, there's some stuff in this movie where I was like, you're making this movie in like what, like late 92, 93, Arnold prime of his career.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, just slight, you know, edging kind of past it. But like, why was he, there's some sequence of this movie where I was like, why was Arnold not doing that?
Yeah.
Some of the hand to hand stuff where it's like, where the camera is set really far back anyway.
Why
was he not just knocking dudes into the snow?
What if I break my hand? This is $1 million hand he was looking at here.
Who's going to jerk me off?
If you pop, if a needle hits this muscle, it goes kaboom. And I can't be having that. So I got the insurance up the wazoo.
I am a ticking time bomb of HGH.
Please.
Listen, I can fall off a horse, obviously. But I know exactly how to fall off a horse. But if I do that, I break my shoulder. I shut down production. Cliff has to get up there.
Also, I would like to give a break to the horse, this wonderful horse, Eugene, my favorite horse. I want it's a little bit much to have me up here.
No, I can't get you. I tried. I asked him if they could use you. He said no. Because they all think you killed your fucking wife, man.
They don't like the vibe you bring up on set, okay?
Oh, no. We're going to save Sharon Tate's life, Cleef. Don't worry about it.
He does use a flamethrower in this movie also, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, good fucking DIY flamethrower, dude. Absolutely.
Why not?
I would love...
Could you get this a little less hot? Arnold, just it's a flamethrower.
Once upon a time in Hollywood with Arnold and this dude who is named like Billy Lucas or something.
Oh, dude, absolutely. Billy.
I just don't, I just cannot believe that they would be as good of friends as Brett. Like, it would be like, Billy, remember who the number one is around here, you little fucking ant.
I guess so. But I do want to picture a beautiful existence where he's just like, yeah, you know, come by, fix the antenna, drive me around. Okay, 7:30. Out the door, in the car, 7:30. Yes.
I had 8 fucking whiskey sours before filming.
What do you say about you come in, we watch my episode of Entertainment Tonight?
A stogie. We have a stogie together.
Oh, it's a stogie dipped in acid. Is tonight the night? Why not?
Hippie girl, acid dip stogie.
Get those fucking hippies out of my cul-de-sac.
Then it happens. Lulu.
Just like the horses.
Yes, the horse attacks.
Dude, to watch a fucking miniature horse bite a Nazi in the dick. Oh, yeah. Get that carrot, Lulu. Get it.
Just clopping backwards with the dick in its mouth.
What was it, Rex? No, it was dumber than that.
Oh, hello, JC. Bring you still alive now. Let me tell you what happened. It's crazy what happened at Utmai House. I can't believe it. Now, one day they are strangers. The next day, I might be in the new Polanski film.
Yes, I am going to be in The Tenant.
He'll be the pianist, but as the other side, dude. Yeah.
I played one of the antagonists in The Pianist.
There were many good Austrian pianists around the time that were a little bit muddled on the political situation.
That film does have the good German trope of the one guy that finds him at the end and lets him go.
We get back to DC. And then you see, you know, Arnold. Fucking, by the way, I mean, this is, imagine, I mean, because Jamie Lee Curtis is like totally asleep right here. So it's got to be like maybe after midnight or something. Tom Arnold is like, I will pick you. I'm right here at 8 a.m. sharp. Like the life of these guys, man. No thanks.
No thanks. I mean, like, well, that's the weird part, too. You know, we meet her and like, you know, she's a mousy housewife. Obviously, we've talked about that's insane. I need to know a couple of things, which is what you're getting at, Chris. I need to know how they met. Was he always a spy? Did he always want to be? You know what I mean? Like, even like just a little thing like with him and Tom, I don't know. We met in college and I was already getting spy courses. I feel terrible lying about it.
I'd like, already enlisted in spy school.
Exactly. Like, I just, something that tells me, A, what Arnold thinks about all this, aside from pretty cool, man. You know what I mean?
They like, have chemistry together, that they like each other. There's no sense. Like, literally, when we meet them, the whatever love they had is drained. Like,
yes,
it's right. completely gone.
Which is interesting for the audience, because most people in the audience have a loveless marriage and all that.
A lot of divorced guys going to see this movie, definitely. But
I think if we went in too far into it, you'd get that sagginess.
Sure.
It would get saggy. Well, but this is just
I'll take that over the Crimson Jihad any day.
The best. If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.